KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Former President Thabo Mbeki says South Africa's axed ambassador to the US was wrong to criticize the Trump administration.
You can't go around expressing negative opinions about your host. From then onwards, there is no way I can talk to him. Ibrahim Rasool is an old friend and comrade of mine. When I saw this and I saw this personal non grata, I wasn't surprised.
He was speaking at a discussion hosted by the University of South Africa yesterday. Ibrahim Rasool was expelled from the US after its government took issue with comments he made about the president. The former ambassador touched down at Cape Town International Airport last week to a hero's welcome. Now, some civic organizations have accused lobby group AfriForum of misleading Donald Trump about the Land Expropriation Act. Mbeki believes a national dialogue will help address any concerns around South Africa's land reform policies.
I'm saying the danger of it is that you then, if you take this particular group of white South Africans and they set themselves aside, you are creating conditions of mutual hostility. It's very, very dangerous to create a situation where there might be conflict.
And back home, KZN police have launched a manhunt for 10 suspects after a cash and transit heist in Pietermaritzburg. Spokesperson Tenji Swangobo says it took place on Edendale Road last night.
It is reported that the suspect accosted a cash and transit vehicle, shot one security guard, robbed them of their firearms before stealing an undisclosed amount of money.
KwaZulu Private Ambulance Service responded to that crime scene last night. Here's spokesperson Craig Buerta.
Paramedics rendered immediate medical attention to stabilize a patient who had sustained a gunshot wound. After stabilization, the patient was transported to a nearby hospital for further medical attention.
And further afield, 10 people have been killed in a village in Nigeria. Officials say unidentified armed men ambushed the community of Rui village on Thursday night. Three others are recovering in hospital from the attack. In other news, a UK aerospace company is set to land the first European rover on Mars. Airbus UK was awarded a £150 million contract by the European Space Agency. It'll be funded by the government through the UK Space Agency. Built in Stevenage, the rover is due to launch in 2028 and will land on Mars in 2030. It'll look for signs of past and present life on the planet. Chris Draper heads up the Mars program at the company.
Before, we were building our rover and then we just had to rely on others to get her down safely, whereas now we're playing a big part in that lander platform to make sure she will get home safe.
That clip's courtesy of Sky News. Your top story this hour, former President Thabo Mbeki says South Africa's axed ambassador to the US was wrong to criticize the Trump administration. He was speaking at a discussion hosted by UNISA yesterday. You can find more news at ecr.co.za by clicking on the news and traffic tab. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.